Williams Drive. Are you ready? News Talk ZB.
Good evening now, 7 past 5. Looking to go to Vietnam and talk with our Trade Minister, David Parker, at APEC and TPP. We are having some difficulty getting through to Mr. Parker at this moment, but we will continue. So to this breaking news story, we've got reports coming through tonight that Tauranga is being seriously considered to host the next America's Cup. Team New Zealand has met with the head of the yacht squadron this week amid concerns Auckland's planning for the event in 2021 is moving too slowly for Emirates Team New Zealand's liking. The Tauranga Mayor, Greg Brownless, is with us. Mr. Mayor, good evening.
Yeah, good evening, Larry.
What do you know about this bid?
Very little. I found out this morning when another media outlet phoned me and said, oh, we understand that Team New Zealand people have been down talking to the yachting club in Tauranga about it. Possible site for the America's Cup, yeah.
And have you spoken to anybody involved from the yacht club?
No, not at all. I know them quite well. I've actually been away today, so I haven't had the chance to talk to them personally. But I understand they've been hosting the America's Cup people and having some discussions and perhaps looking at some port land where they could have some of the bases and things like that. So it's all quite exciting.
Does that surprise you, though, this move? It's bold, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because when we first won the Cup, you know, it was speculated, could Tauranga, you know, hold it or not? Well, at that stage, we were thinking of catamarans and the sea might have been too rough. But if they'd gone back to the traditional boats, well, probably the waters off Tauranga would be quite a good location.
And if this was a goer, well, the council would have to be involved, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's right. So if we've got anything that we can help with, that'll be okay. We're probably not in a position to be buying an event, but we'll be as helpful as possible.
You would want to pursue it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that'd be great.
You talked about the Portland. I mean, how would this... I mean, is it possible? Is it feasible, do you think, for Tauranga to hold this event?
If they could get hold of that land near the water, and really the only people that hold land near there are the port, so if they thought that it was a goer, and then they could build the various bases temporarily on there, then, yeah, it would be possible.
What about docks and wharves and so on and so forth? Would they be available?
We'd probably have to build something onto some of the wharves that currently exist. And, of course, we've got a couple of marinas there. I know that's not going to be big enough, and they're pretty full anyway. But it might be something people could do on a temporary basis.
Right. Yeah. In that respect, you'd face the same issues as Auckland, right? Money.
Yes, that's right. So, as I mentioned, we don't have the money to be able to sort of buy or fund this event. So that's something that Team New Zealand would have to solve in conjunction with the government.
Right. Would it come down to dollars then? How much it's going to cost in Auckland and how much it's going to cost in Tauranga? Because the government's going to have to contribute. The government's going to have to contribute, right?
Yes, that's right. I imagine that could be one of the deciding factors. And also, I just want to make sure, obviously, Team New Zealand is looking at the waters off Tauranga. With Peter Burling having been born and raised and you know, started his yachting there, I guess they will be aware of the conditions and they must think that the seascape's pretty good. Mm.
In summary, you're excited and you want to be in on it.
Yeah, no, that would be great.
Thank you very much. That is Greg Brownless, the Tauranga Mayor. Now we have put calls into the yacht squadron. They're not talking. Team New Zealand phone seems to be off the hook, which I don't know whether this is much of a go. I mean, the money is still the issue, isn't it? You've got to build wharves and you've got to build all sorts of stuff. And it's going to cost a lot of money, but they're talking up to $200 million in Auckland. If you have a view on this, you can text us, ZBZB, that is 9292. The email address, of course, is larry@newstalkzb.co.nz. Larry Williams Drive.